Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature pairs of songs that were recorded and released 20 years apart. This half hour, we'll hear from Mary Wells, Charlene, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Commodores, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Lionel Richie, The Four Tops, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up, Mary Wells. Well, You Beat Me to the Punch was co-written by Smokey Robinson and produced by him, and he featured a mellow, Caribbean-themed style. This song became Mary's first number one rhythm blues hit in the fall of 1962. Well, Smokey recalled at the time, quote, "I always had people in mind, and I tried to tailor the songs to what I thought they would sound and feel like. I used to pick words that they would sing well." And here is Mary Wells, right here on Motown.
Been to me. chimney, still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lies? Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. Fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That was Do the Boomerang, and that reached number 36 from 1965. Before that, a great song, a one-hit wonder by Charlene, I've Never Been to Me, number 3 from 1982. And 20 years before that, in 1962, Mary Wells had a number 9 song called You Beat Me to the Punch. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature pairs of songs that were recorded and released 20 years apart. Well, the last song we heard was from 1965, so we move forward to 1985 with the last Top 40 song that the Commodores ever had, called Night Shift. Well, Night Shift was a hit song by the Commodores, and it was also the title track from the album of the same name. The song was a tribute to both Jackie Wilson and Marvin Gaye, who both died in 1984. The song was the first hit attained by the Commodores, following Lionel Richie's departure from the group, and it was also their biggest hit after Lionel's departure, peaking at number 3 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, and rising to number 1 on the Hot Black Singles chart, as well as number 3 on the U.S. Singles chart. It won a Grammy Award in 1985 for Best Rhythm Blues Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals. So here are the Commodores, right here on Motown Memories.
Marvin, Marvin, he was a friend of mine, and he could sing a song. His heart in every line. Marvin, Marvin, sang of the joy and pain. He opened up our minds, and I still can hear him say, oh, talk to me, so you can't see what's going on.
Full of pride.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna be a long night. of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Just to See Her, a number 8 tune from 1987, 20 years before Diana Ross and the Supremes had a number 9 song from 67, In That Love, and we started with Night Shift by the Commodores, number 3 from 1983. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. In this half hour, we featured pairs of songs that were recorded and released 20 years apart. Well, we have one more pair in this hour of Motown Memories, a pair from 1966 and 1986. Well, the 1966 tune is a great tune from the Four Tops, Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over. Well, in 1966, the great Motown writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland owned the Supremes and the Four Tops. Here, once again, this team could do no wrong. The song Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over has a low-end piano intro and it pulses like an elevated heartbeat before lead singer Levi Stubbs leaps into the fray. Levi's aching voice was aching chiefly because the higher notes are barely in reach for him, and it's clearly that of someone racked by nightmares and paranoid fears. It's ironic, really. This was one of Motown's greatest floor fillers. There isn't a dance DJ in the world who's ever regretted putting this one on the turntable or later on a CD or MP3. Well, here are the Four Tops right here on Motown Memories.
All through this song and sleepless night, I hear my neighbors talking.
She don't love,
saying that out of my life, to another's arms, you'll soon be walking. Somebody shake me, break me, when it's over.
When it's over.
Somebody tell me that I'm dreaming, and wake me when it's over.
When it's over.
Let me say I love it, what it used to be, and everyone knows but me. I call my ears, not wanting to hear, but the words are loud and clear. Through these walls so thin, I hear my neighbors win. They sing,
she don't love it, she don't love it.
They say my heart's in danger, cause you're leaving me.
Hour of Motown Memories is now officially coming to a close. We featured pairs of songs that were recorded and released 20 years apart. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments about future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those that were featured in the last hour on this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.